from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know what's funny, B, is I had my first fantasy draft last week. I got another one tonight, and I've been trying to really... I get so dialed in on Washington that I want to make sure I understand what's going on other teams. But the problem with fantasy is that, like, you're so focused just on offense and skill position players particularly, yep, that you got to, like, look around rosters and people. And, like, just for example, like, just think about the NFC East. A player that nobody's probably talking about. And all the things going on with the Philadelphia Eagles and their loaded roster. Mm-hmm. Who the hell replaces Jason Kelce? Who's that guy?
The center that they had is supposedly someone that Jason Kelce had kind of looked at, and they drafted him, and he was the guy that's going to be next in line. So we'll see if he – just like, hey, everybody will think they can be a personnel guy. We're going to see if Jason Kelce is good at personnel. He was good at centering.
Right. So the new Eagles center is Cam Jurgens. I'm reading from this ESPN piece.
From that Jurgens family? The Lotion family? No, I'm joking.
Maybe. I hear Jurgens and think of Jurgensen. I believe Sonny just celebrated his 90th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn cool. Down in Florida, looks like it was a fun party. So I got some photos sent to me. Cam Jurgens, your new starting center in Philly. Replacing a guy that will be in the Hall of Fame in 5 years in Jason Kelce. Here's what I can tell you. This is from Ben Solak, ESPN.com. I don't envy the man tasked with stepping into Jason Kelce's shoes. Beyond the leadership Kelce offered in the locker room, and that isn't something to just wave at, he was a cornerstone of the offense. Now Jurgens must be that. Kelce was responsible for setting the protections in the pass game and calling out checks and audibles in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
True coach on the field and the complexity of the Eagles' rushing attack, perennially one of the best in the league, was in large part his achievement. That's both on 1st and 10 and 4th and 1 when the infamous tush push, a.k.a. the cheek sneak, I hadn't heard that one, or the brotherly shove was an automatic first down. Jurgens is a 2022 second rounder who was approved by Kelce as an heir apparent, simply will not be able to fill all these responsibilities.
Just because Kelce said he can play don't mean he can be Kelce. But then again, Kelce may have seen a lot of in him what he's seeing Jurgens.
Can I give you an early lean, Brian?
Go ahead.
This is an early lean, Lamphill. I kind of like the Packers Friday night.
Okay.
Just saying, I kind of like the Packers Friday night.
All right. Well, JP, you kind of like, you come from the same school of Nate. You got a little hater in you, too, when it comes to the Eagles. So
I don't.
I can't take you serious all the time when you talk about the Eagles.
Here's something interesting. Working games at the link, I think from a straight, like, working media perspective, I think it's possibly the best NFL stadium.
Talking about how good a stadium is, doesn't say nothing about the team.
Just saying.
That says nothing about the team.
I'm just saying. It's a really good stadium to work.
That's why I almost just missed what you were saying, because I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Dude, the parking's right next to the media entrance. It's a great press box. They play the hits. They have good food. It's a good stadium to work games.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the dumbest things, if anybody's listening about stadium construction, one of the absolute dumbest things is when there's one elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of people that have to get up and down during the game,
mm-hmm,
and then when the real important people come and just take over the elevator.
Yeah.
For as beautiful a location, a stadium, as truly as... generational, as like revolutionary as Jerry World is. They got one elevator for that whole stadium to get from the top to the field, and it's a disaster.
You got more than one elevator. Just that you can't get to that sport, that part of the stadium.
To go from the field to the press box, there's one elevator. And, dude, it's not just me. Like, Ocho Cinco, Joe Buck, like, whoever it is, they got to deal with this one elevator. I am sure to Jerry's box,
one elevator station, you're saying? Not just one elevator.
B, one. Dude, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're down on the field. You turn down that little hallway. Now, there's a freight elevator also that you could get on when the line's really bad, but you're not supposed to. And then there's just one elevator.
I don't recall it being one because I was staying in the other place.
The Superdome. Yeah, but you stayed in the. I know where you stayed. I thought you didn't need the elevator.
That was the best place to be.
You didn't need the elevator because you just stayed right there. The Superdome has the dumbest elevator situation in history. Not only is it just one, but it's tiny. It's like one of the first elevators ever built, I think. It's from like 1971. These are the things
the
that
Dome has been there
about.
By that long.
What's that?
The Dome has been there about that long.
All right, these are the things people don't think about, Jeff. All right, let's talk about someone we know. A real Super Bowl contender, San Fran.
Yes.
So who would you guess is San Fran's X factor?
San Fran's X factor to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Is a healthy Christian McCaffrey.
That's certainly one. What about Trent?
Trent is an X factor as well, but
do you think a guy of Trent's caliber, Trent's professional record, I mean, just one of, if not the best left tackle in football for, we're getting close to 15 years.
This is 15 this year.
Do you think it matters to not get any work? You say to play football, you got to play football.
Yeah, to play football, you got to play football, but then again, let's remember, everybody's not playing football. So,
that's true.
So if you are better than him before, you probably better than him after y'all don't play football.
It's true. He's that good. You wonder, just the Niners, man, a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff, but the thing about it is when you do not practice a lot, like you should be practicing for football, that's when those little soft tissue injuries and other things pop up. You know, and the guy that's been practicing every day throughout OTAs and training camp and all that, that guy is going to be a little physically ahead of the guy that just showed up after 3-4 weeks of sitting at home chilling. But I'm sure he's working out, but I know this. If I go work out by myself, but then I go work out with the group of people, I get more out of it when I'm working out with the group of people than I do when I'm by myself. Because when I get tired when I'm by myself, guess what I do? I stop. I can run as fast as I want. Nobody's going against me. But when I'm running with guys and I'm getting tired and they're beating me, what do? I try to keep up with them or I pass
by
them.
Yeah.
So that happens.
This is a good one, and I'm curious your take on this, B. The Lions X factor, Jameson Williams, Bama stud. Everybody knew he was hurt when they drafted him, so you didn't get much of rookie year. Then last year, he's got the suspension. Remember, he got suspended for the gambling, I believe. They lost Josh Reynolds in free agency. Amon-Ra is the guy there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think Jameson Williams can be for the Lions?
He can be exceptional, right? That kid showed in college how dominant he could be, how fast the hell he is. The thing about the NFL is everybody's fast, too. You're not going to just be meeting people that you can just run past all day. So has he had enough time to incorporate?
He has shown vertical speed and ability to get deep.
But he needs to be able to route people and also show that he has the understanding of this whole game of the at the pro level.
You think what do you think happens there?
You got to stay healthy. If he's healthy, he has ability, and then that comes down to what his coaches can get out of him. How they can start making him do little things that he's beginning to do, and then all of a sudden now he's so thrilled at it that he goes and he works on his stuff all the time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.